Cordy. Long throw down the left-hand side, aiming for Evans. Cleared away. Norris after a touch by Capaldi to win the ball back for the Pilgrims. Watton on the halfway line, looking downfield. Aiming for Perrikkine, who rises, chests the ball down. Almost reaches Buzacchi, but not Norris will take it up again. Connolly back to Watton. First time ball looping inside the penalty area. Evans rises, backhander towards Perrikkine, and then Capaldi. Perrikkine getting each other's way, but Capaldi left slides the ball past Supple to equalise for Argyle on 28 minutes. It seemed as though the chance had gone. Perrikkine wanted it, but it was in a better position for Capaldi to swing his left foot, and it's Plymouth Argyle 1, Ipswich Town 1.
Yes, and it looked as though they were going to get in each other's way for a bit there, Perrikkine and Capaldi, but in the end Capaldi put his left foot around it, in it went, and 1-1.
Capaldi getting his third goal of the season, and this isn't a dull end of season affair, let me tell you. This has got some life in it, this game.
It has, hasn't it? Yes, plenty of life.
So many supporters at whatever level of football will complain that the last match of the season, when there's nothing at stake for either side, will be dull and they'll be going through the motions, but certainly none of that this afternoon. And I must say, Argyle looking 20 times brighter than they did in the first half at Leicester last week.